Hey there, you're now rocking with another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett, and we're going to get things started as we always do, in which we talk about music, sports, and or life. It is Thursday, and it's not just any Thursday, and it's not even a regular Friday Eve. For those of you who have the long weekend coming up off, I want to hate, but I can't hate, so salute. Those of us who had to go into the JOB tomorrow, then we just got to do what we got to do, although my day is going to be short, hopefully. And so we'll get this weekend thing started. Monday, we will be celebrating Indigenous People's Day. That is Indigenous People's Day, not the other thing that we were told this day is celebrated. It will be Indigenous People's Day. And so I think about this every time we have this particular holiday come up, and I think about how back in the day, like how we were just lied to in school. You know, it's crazy to me, and I don't know if it was done on purpose. I feel like it was done on purpose, right? Because you didn't have any sort of fact checks in place. It was, we're gonna put this in a book, you're gonna use this book to teach this material to the kids. And being that where I grew up, it wasn't too much of a stretch that they probably just accepted what was in the book. And it also wouldn't be a stretch that they weren't going to teach you the real deal or truth, because they didn't want you to know the truth about many different things. So once again, I refuse to call it by its other name. It is, in my mind and in a lot of other people's minds, it's Indigenous People's Day. So that's what we celebrate. That's how we get down. Have fun, be safe, and remember why the day actually exists. And on that note, tonight is Thursday night football, in which I believe it is the Denver Broncos versus the Indianapolis Colts. Don't have a dog in the fight. So if I do watch, I'll probably watch, you know, I'm watching just because. I predict that Russell Wilson will get that W. So if you are hitting the sports app such as FanDuel or the MGM or BetMGM app or the Caesars app or, you know, whatever app you choose, I say put your money on the Denver Broncos. Unfortunately, the state of Maryland is dragging their feet and taking their time and allowing us to have access to sports betting apps, and I'm too lazy to go to the casino sports book and put some money down. So if you're listening to this, and I hope that people will start listening to this, you want to win tonight, put your money on the Denver Broncos. As far as music, I went over my music thing with Freddie Gibbs last week. Still looking to see what music, what song I will be highlighting this week. But I will say this much. I noticed that I saw people posting on social media about the BET Awards, I think it was the BET Hip Hop Awards. Honestly, I haven't watched in a long time. And it's not because I don't like rap, it's just that I've aged out of rap. See, people don't want to acknowledge that there is a phenomenon that takes place as you get older, right? You start to kind of, your mindset shifts a little bit, which means that the things that you start to listen to shifts as well. And so that might make me washed, as some say, that might make me old. I don't care. I've always had an old spirit anyway. And so now I'm just fully embracing it. So I couldn't, you know, connect with the BET Awards. And I chose not to watch it. Although I am kind of mad that I think I missed out on a couple good ciphers. And then I think, I don't know if it was Meth and Busta Bus and somebody else, I think they spit some rhymes too. So I might've missed out on that, unfortunately, but I'll try to catch it on a replay. But as far as me actually sitting down watching it, I can't, because I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not hip anymore, which could be the case. I mean, I am 44 years old, and maybe it's because I ain't trying to be hip. I'm just trying to be me. Shit. But we'll see. But I do know a few modern day rap artists. You know, I know about Kodak Black. I know about, I think her name is Big Lotto. Of course, I know about Meg, you know. And I do know about Cardi B, you know. And what's another one? Future. So I know a little bit. I just don't listen to it on regular. But I mean, I do know a little bit. So some songs I could pick up on, like G-Eazy. You know, G-Eazy did song, and I can't remember the actual name of it right now. But he sampled "Return of the Mac" by Mark Morrison. And when I first heard it, I was like, "Oh shit!" You know, Mark Morrison about to, you know, jump on the movement of redoing their songs. And then I heard him rap, and I was like, "Well, who this?" And so I had to look it up, and you know, it's a cat named G-Eazy. And so it's crazy how things come full circle, because you know, when Mark Morrison dropped "Return of the Mac," at that time, artists were sampling songs from the 60s and 70s and even the, you know, early 80s. Now you fast forward 20 something years and you got artists that are sampling songs from the late 80s, early 90s and early 2000s. So it's crazy how they always say what's old is new again. So I'm still on the hunt to see what music selection I'm going to highlight on this thing. But I'm sure I will have something for you soon. And finally, just talk a little bit about life. For some reason, when I was getting ready for work this morning, my mind flashed back. Matter of fact, the flashback almost, I would say probably about 20. Actually, no. Let's see. This is 2022. So this is about 2004. So about 18 years ago, my mind just happened to flash back to something that happened at the job I was working at the time. I don't know why this happens, because I don't know why my mind jumped back. I don't know if it was because I was kind of pissed off at some events that happened to work recently, and I was thinking about it, but you know, sometimes my mind flashes back to that. And I've started thinking about a particular event that happened in which, you know, I put in for a job internally. I got the position and I was working in the position. You know, I was, you know, banging that shit, you know, out the box. You know, I was. And they were getting ready to do an announcement. And when they were getting ready to do the announcement and they were putting together my bio, you know, I gave them the resume, I gave them the bio. Well, that turned into, oh, you falsified your resume. You falsified information on your resume. And I was like, what? And they were like, you falsified information on your resume to get this job. And I'm like, how is it possible when I put in my current position? And so anyway, long story short, I got demoted from the position. I was put on a final write-up before they fire you, right? And to compound that, they had people working behind the scenes that were basically watching me. Like, they literally were watching, like, when I came in, when I went to lunch, when I came back from lunch, and when I finally left for the day. They didn't think I realized that, but I caught one of them looking at my information when I had to go talk to my supervisor one day. So anyway, I say all that to say that when events like that happened, you got one or two choices. You could either take the path of letting it beat you down, or you could persevere. And I can't front, like, when it all first jumped off, I was depressed. Like, I was depressed as hell. I didn't want to get out of bed. Like, I literally, the next day after I got demoted, I did not want to get out of bed. I had to make myself get up and get ready to go into that place. But I was surprised that when I got there, there was a few people who were, you know, laughing at my demise, and they was happy. And matter of fact, one person on my very own team tried to do me in. And all because they didn't know how to do the things I knew how to do. But they were smarter than me because of where they were from. I'm not going to really get into that, but as to the specifics, but that's what it came down to. And they were always flaunting about how smart they were because of where they went to school and where they were from. But I'm like, well, if you had it like that, you wouldn't be working here. So anyway, And so for the few people that were snickering and laughing and having a good old time at my expense, there was like 5 or 10 more that was like, that's fucked up. You know, that's fucked up what they did. You handled it a lot better than I did or would. And surprisingly, that actually gave me a boost, right? Because it was like, you know what? I'm going through this shit now, but trouble don't last always. And it's funny because the day after that, I came home from work and there was a job that I put in for, and they finally called me back. Like, I finally got through the background check and they called me back and they said, you know, your background check's complete. Please stand by for your final offer letter and or start date. And a few days after that, I got all that information and I was like, you know what? I am golden. All I have to do is survive this shit for another month, and then I could tell them to kiss my black ass. And sure enough, I was able to do that about a month later. Now, mind you, within that month, they were still trying to come after me, but it didn't work. It did not work. You know, they say no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Well, that was my life story at that time. So again, I'm saying all this, I'm rambling on, but the main point I wanted to bring up about life is that you have to persevere despite any trouble that comes your way, despite any bullshit that comes your way. You still have to persevere on, because if you give up, that is one of the worst things that you can do, especially when it's a situation that you're thrust into and it's not necessarily any fault of your own. And all because people want a power trip or whatever you want to call it. So you just have to persevere on. You got to keep on pressing on and just block out the noise. And so it's funny because in later years, I was put in situations that were sort of similar to that. Not as severe, but at the time it felt like it was severe. And I thought back to, well, you know what? You've been through worse, so don't let this get to you. And you know what? That's what carried me on and helped me press forward. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and shut it down. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what you heard, please hit the subscribe button. Please share with your people. Share it on your, you know, social media networks or whatever you would like, because we are trying to make a movement out of this. And we want to grow the audience, and we want people to know that, especially if you are a black nerd or a blurred, that this is a place for you, and not necessarily specifically about you, but this is a place for you because I am a part of Blurred Nation. So we're gonna wrap this up. I am Mr. Garrett, and as always in parting, I want to wish you peace and one love. Until next time, good people.